2 Timothy chapter 3. Bad people in the last days. 2 Timothy chapter 3 verse 1.
Now think about this. In the last days, we can expect that things will be tough. Most people will only love themselves and money. They will think that they are smart and they will tell everyone they are smart. They will say bad things about other people. They will never do what their parents tell them to do. They will never thank anyone for anything. They will not respect things that belong to God. They will be hard and cruel. They will remember the wrong things that other people do to them and pay them back. They will get wild easily and never control themselves. They will always hate everything that is good. They will turn against their friends. They will do stupid things and make problems for other people, but they will not care. They will be so proud it will make them crazy. They will not love God, but instead they will only love to have fun. They will reckon they respect God, but they will not agree that He has any power. So I am telling you, keep right away from people like that. These are the kind of people that trick some women that are stupid. They find women that always do anything they feel like doing. Women that really went wrong and that know that they did lots of bad things. Women like that are always ready to listen to a teacher with a new idea, but they can never understand the true message. These men persuade those women to let them into their homes. Then they trick them with their talks till the women really believe them. Those men have sick and dirty minds and they don't really believe in God. Do you remember the story from long ago about Jannes and Jambres? They stood up against Moses and argued with him. In the end, God killed those two, and everyone saw that they were fools and that they were wrong. Well, these tricky men are just like those two. They stand up and argue against anyone that tells the true message. But in the end, everyone will know that they are fools and that they are wrong. But Timothy, you are very different from them. You believe the message I always teach, and you live the good way like I always live, and you agree with me about the things we live for. You know that I believe really strongly in Jesus, and that I'm happy to wait for people and keep on loving them. You know that bad people in some towns gave me a lot of trouble. They did that at Antioch and at Iconium and at Lystra. You know that they hurt me a lot at those places. But Jesus, our leader, saved me from them, and they didn't finish me off.
People that make trouble. 2 Timothy chapter 3, verse 12.
And it's always like that. Bad people will always make trouble for anyone that belongs to Jesus Christ and wants to live God's way. And those bad lies will get worse and worse. They will go on tricking people, and just like that, other people will trick them too. But as for you, we taught you lots of things about God. And now you really believe those things. And you know us, that we only teach the true message. So you know that those things we taught you are true. So keep on believing and following our words. And remember too, that a long time ago you were a child, and your mother taught you things from God's book. And this gave you enough sense to believe in Jesus Christ. Now you believe in Him, and He saves you. Everything in God's book comes from God Himself. It was God that sent the message to people to write down, and God uses it now to teach us His true word and to get us to understand the things that are wrong with our lives and to straighten us out and to teach us to do things that are right. That is the way God properly trains His workers. He gives them everything they need so they can do all those good things that He wants them to do.